Saving for retirement is a great start, but it's what you do with this money that really matters. How will you reduce your taxes, generate income, pay for the skyrocketing cost of healthcare, and optimize your Social Security benefits? Welcome to Retirement Solutions Radio with Tyson Thacker and Ryan Thacker from Boss Retirement Solutions. This is where you can count on straightforward and objective advice about the toughest challenges you'll face in retirement today. And now, here are your hosts, Tyson Thacker and Ryan Thacker.
If you're like most Americans, you did the same thing on April 15th that you've done for most of your adult life. You prepared and filed your taxes. Now, maybe somebody helped you with that at TurboTax or a CPA or a tax attorney, but what if I told you that there's a little known secret that could help you save a lot of money on taxes, especially in retirement, that virtually nobody is talking about? Well, that little known secret is called tax planning, and that's the focus of our show today. And if you could plan on this and really get an idea of what this, the power of this, it could be a windfall of tax savings when you retire. Welcome back to Retirement Solutions Radio. I'm Ryan Thacker along with my brother Tyson. We are the Retirement Brothers from Boss Retirement Solutions and Advisors. And boy, Tyson, we've got a great show planned today. And you know, as we talk about this over and over again, what we find is most people don't realize it, but tax planning is hands down one of the most effective tools for retirement planning. In fact, we call it the needle mover. And with just a small investment of time, it could save you a small fortune in taxes with your IRA and 401k, your Social Security income, your other investment income, and more. And you know, now with the $34 trillion, that's $34 trillion with a T, in national debt, that's growing by $1 trillion every 100 days, there's a very real threat that higher taxes could be right around the corner. And these higher taxes could take an even bigger chunk of your retirement savings, which is even more of a reason why to take advantage of tax planning now. So coming up in this show today, we're going to talk about some simple strategies that could help save you a bundle in retirement. And Tyson, in our world, this has been going on for a long time, right?
Yeah, about 25 years ago, in fact, we started to see a big problem. You and I were both contributing to our 401ks where we were working at the time, which was amazing for a tax deduction, as most people recognize as they put money in, they get that tax deduction. But we had this aha moment where we realized, man, when we get 30, 40 years down the road, there's going to be this big tax problem, what we called a crack in the foundation as we get to our retirement. And you know, what's crazy about it, we wrote about this, Ryan, in our book, The Boss Retirement Blueprint, because people are just starting to wake up to what this problem truly looks like.
Yes.
You know, we are at peak baby boomer years. In other words, for the last few years, there's been about 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day. Now there's about 14,000 baby boomers retiring every day. And they're all waking up to the fact that once you start wanting to withdraw money out of your 401k or IRA, everything is taxed and it's at a much higher amount. And so you've got to really put this in your own hands and figure this out, right?
Exactly. And I think, you know, just as you're listening to this, let's identify a couple different key points that are important here. First of all, the difference between tax preparation and tax planning. Now, you know, you, like most Americans, are familiar with tax preparation. You're simply preparing and filing your taxes every year with the help of an accountant or CPA or, you know, a tax software. But aside from some obvious deductions that may save you a few bucks, like mortgage interest or, you know, when the kids were around the house, the child tax credits and, you know, all these different areas that you get some deductions, maybe some charitable contributions, but those are not the needle movers.
Right.
Okay. On the other hand, tax planning, it's entirely different. Here you're looking forward and not backwards. When you prepare your taxes, you're looking at, hey, what happened in the last year? When you're tax planning, you're looking forward and you're saying, okay, what are the things that I can do right now to minimize my taxes, especially in retirement? And this is why we call it the needle mover, because it could literally be tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars difference in taxes. Right, Tyson?
Yeah. In fact, I love this quote from this article as we were preparing for the show. It says, tax planning can't happen in a silo because today's decisions often have future consequences, end quote. Because you think about this, so many people, and it's perpetuated in the financial planning arena every day, that people say, well, look, when you get to retirement, you're going to have lower taxes. And the reason why is because you're no longer earning a paycheck. But that's not going to be the case for most hard-working Americans. If you don't plan for taxes in retirement, all of your combined income from your IRAs, your 401ks, your other investments, your Social Security benefits could actually push you into a higher bracket. And so that's why we want to talk about this on the show today, and why it's so important is because taxes will have a bigger issue for the next wave of retirees than any previous generation that has faced retirement. And it's because there's so much money in these tax-deferred accounts, and it's just starting. People are just starting to wake up to this.
Well, Tyson, I think one of the areas, too, where people miss this is they think that retirement planning is about saving this big bucket of money.
Yes, no question.
And so especially those who have saved a lot of money in their IRAs and 401ks, good job for being a good saver.
Right.
But the challenge is when you look at that, you still have to take the money out, and you've got required minimum distributions, you've got taxes that could impact your Social Security, maybe you have a pension, maybe you have other sources of income, that all of a sudden this compounds.
Yes.
And whether you like it or not, you have to take those required minimum distributions. And so this is one of those areas that you really need to plan for. And so, you know, if you're 5 years out from retirement, that's a perfect time to start looking at this.
Yep.
If you're in retirement, you know, you just recently retired, this is something that you really need to take a deep dive in and take a look at, because this is something, Tyson, that you just can't leave to chance. You know, it's not just going to happen automatically. I think so many people just put it on autopilot and think, ah, there's nothing I can do. Actually, there's a lot you
can
do.
There's a ton.
Especially for those of you who have just recently retired, and maybe your income, you know, from the paycheck has dropped down a little bit. And what are the opportunities? And then you look at, we've got Trump tax cuts that are expiring here in the beginning of 2026, January 1, 2026. We know taxes are going up, right, Tyson? So what can we do to help those who are listening today?
Well, as we've been talking about in this segment, Ryan, one of your largest opportunities to be able to change the outcome of your retirement is tax planning. It's what's going to happen with your money in your IRA and 401k and how you deal with that. Because most people, when they start putting money aside, they start thinking about the money in their 401k as 100% theirs. But don't forget, you've still got to pay taxes when you withdraw this money in retirement. So the IRA or 401k is really a joint account with the IRS. And the taxes on these accounts could end up being a lot bigger than you thought. But here's the good news. If you take advantage of some simple tax planning strategies right now, you could save a small fortune in retirement. And that's why we'd like to offer to our loyal listeners something special today. We want to offer to you our free, customized Boss Retirement Tax Savings Analysis. This is a proven process that shows you exactly how much money you could save in taxes when you retire. And to be clear, this is not some off-the-shelf, one-size-fits-all report. It's a customized analysis for your specific situation. Now, some advisors, they're charging thousands of dollars for this customized analysis. Here's the best part. We won't charge you a dime. So to schedule your free retirement tax savings analysis, call right now, 800-918-3015. That's 800-918-3015.
It's called the Tax Torpedo, and it could trigger an avalanche of unexpected taxes in retirement. And we'll tell you how to avoid it when we come back.
You're listening to Retirement Solutions Radio. This is where you can count on straightforward and objective advice on how you can make your money go a lot further in retirement. And here are your hosts, Tyson Thacker and Ryan Thacker from Boss Retirement Solutions.
Most people don't realize this, but when you file for your Social Security, you could end up triggering not only higher taxes on your Social Security benefits, but also your IRA and 401k withdrawals, your other investment income, plus so much more. So if you don't consider these things when you file for Social Security, it could needlessly cost you a lot more in taxes during your retirement years. Welcome back to Retirement Solutions Radio. I'm Tyson Thacker along with my brother Ryan. We are the Retirement Brothers from Boss Retirement Solutions and Advisors. And today we're talking about the difference between tax preparation versus tax planning and how it could save you a fortune in retirement. And coming up in this segment, we are going to talk about how maximizing your Social Security benefits could end up making you a target for what we call the tax torpedo, plus how you could dramatically reduce or even eliminate paying taxes on your Social Security benefits. And Ryan, we talked about the difference between tax planning and tax preparation in the last segment.
Yep.
And really, people want to focus on tax planning. Tax preparation is more about filing your taxes and maybe getting a few deductions. Tax planning is looking 10, 20, 30, 40 years down the road and making sure that as much of that money stays in your pocket as possible. And how does tax planning help you avoid the tax torpedo as it relates to Social Security?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the history of Social Security. You know, back in the good old days when they founded Social Security.
Sure.
It was, hey, here's the good news. We're going to help out with some retirement income down the road. And the way that we're going to fund this is we're going to put 12.4% into a bucket, which was 6.2 from you, 6.2 from your employer.
Yep.
And then when you get to retirement, we're not only going to be able to take care of the widows and orphans, but we're also going to have a supplemental retirement income stream. And here's the good news. Because we're going to take 12.4% out of your paycheck, we're not going to tax this.
Yeah.
Well, then along comes 1983, and they start looking at people are living longer. The bucket's getting drained faster than they thought it was going to.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, they're like, okay, we've got to fix Social Security. So, you know, this is, at this time, they said, hey, what are we going to do to fix this? And what's the answer for the government anytime they fix something?
Raise taxes.
Just add on taxes. And so in 1983... they said anyone who's dirty, filthy, stinking rich in America, which was defined by a married couple earning more than $32,000 a year. Now, that bought more in 1983 than it did today.
Yep.
But they said you're wealthy enough to have 50% of your Social Security benefit included in what's called provisional income. And folks, I got some bad news for you. They've only adjusted that number of who is rich defined by the United States Congress when it comes to Social Security, and that was one time in 1993, which is now $44,000 as a married couple. So who is this? It's a lot. The majority of Americans are having their Social Security benefits taxed, and that's why we call this the tax torpedo. And you know, if you don't watch this and you don't plan for this, this is why tax planning is so important. It could throw you into a higher tax bracket. It could increase your Medicare premiums. It could cause all of these other problems that are related to the issues that you're going to face in retirement.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy every time. And we're pretty proud of the fact that we've helped over 30,000 people make an informed decision about Social Security, which also has to do with their taxation, right?
Yes.
As we're talking about in this segment, because it's so important for you to understand that when you look at your Social Security statement, you may see that estimated benefit right there in black and white. By the way, you don't get it in the mail anymore. You've got to go to ssa.gov
yep.
to look it up. So if you haven't seen what your amount looks like, I'd recommend you go to ssa.gov. You just put in a few things like your birthday and your Social Security number, and out pops your most recent statement. But that doesn't tell the whole story. The taxes on your benefits could end up leaving you with a fraction of the money that you were counting on for retirement because of being taxed on up to 85% of your benefit. And with us having record taxes and record, even more importantly, national debt, when we talk about the national debt and it just keeps climbing, every 100 days we're adding now $1 trillion to that national debt because they keep refinancing the interest rates as interest rates have gone higher. That is crazy. But we're gonna end up having this huge national debt. So what do you think? Do you think even though taxes are at a 40-year low, taxes have got to go up? Just like you told the story in 83 and 93, that what did they do? They raised taxes. So what do you think is going to happen again? They're going to raise taxes again.
Well, in fact, we had David Walker, the former comptroller of the United States government for two administrations. He's basically the CPA. Very, very knowledgeable gentleman. And he came out to Salt Lake and spoke to our families and to our advisors. And you know, he said, look, here's the challenge that we have going on. Everyone talks about the national debt at $34 trillion. That's a big number. And
yep.
That number, of it's adding $1 trillion to it every 100 days right now. Well, he's like, that's not even the big problem. That's not even the big problem. Because then you add in Social Security underfunding. You add in Medicare underfunding, yep. which is almost twice the problem of Social Security that nobody's talking about. And then you add in government pensions from the military, from government employees. And he's like, the real number is $123 trillion. So he's like, now, how are we going to fix that? Of course we need to raise taxes. And, you know, he's like, taxes have been on sale. And he also said, look, here's what you're going to have to do. You are literally to fix Social Security. And he was going to go testify in Congress the week after. He said, you've got to raise the taxes again on Social Security. In 1983, when they said, if you're wealthy enough, making $44,000 a year as a married couple, you can afford to now pay taxes on up to 85% of your benefit. One of the things that he said is, we've got to take that to 100%. We've got to take that to 100%. We also need to raise the cap on Social Security income, make that unlimited. And we need to start pushing out the age. I mean, those were really the three things. What does that mean for you if you boil all that stuff down? How are they going to fix Social Security? Taxes. That's how they're going to fix it.
So we've talked about the problem. Now let's talk a little bit about the solution. The solution is taking a look at where you're at. And this goes into not only looking at, in black and white, what your Social Security number looks like for both you and your spouse, if you're married, single, if it's just you. But when we look at that, we not only just look at the Social Security piece of it, we also look at where is your income coming from? Is it from a pension? Is it from a 401k or an IRA? Is it coming from real estate? And when I talk about where is it coming from, I'm talking specifically about where it comes in retirement. And so that's the first piece. We look at the income bucket, and Social Security is part of that. And we look at drawing down strategically how we help you to save money on taxes everywhere so that when you start drawing money out of your Social Security, you may not be paying up to 85% of your benefit in taxes, as well as we're saving you money everywhere else too. So all of this starts with the income bucket and looking at what it looks like from a Social Security analysis statement, making sure that we're taking into account. We can't just look at Social Security on its own. In other words, we have to look at it across the board as to all of your income streams. And so when we do that, we're very strategic about what we do and how we do it. And what that does is that gives you some good news in that we could reduce or even in some cases, even eliminate those taxes altogether. But it's got to happen now. It's got to happen at least 5 years before you retire so that you know exactly how this works. So Ryan, we just talked about the solution of this Social Security analysis and how it works. Talk about how somebody can call in and get it.
Well, the good news is now you know something that most people don't know. You could pay taxes on as much as 85% of your Social Security benefits, and that could change in the future too. So the money that you're counting on to help you pay for retirement could end up being a lot less because of taxes on your Social Security benefits. But there are some simple strategies that could help you reduce or even eliminate those taxes so that you can keep more of that hard-earned Social Security income in your pocket. And that's why we have something special just for you that are listening on the show today. On this show, we'd invite you to come in and find out how you could reduce or eliminate the taxes on your Social Security benefits with a free customized Boss Social Security analysis. In this analysis, we'll show you the strategies that could help save you a small fortune in taxes, exactly when to file for your Social Security to optimize your income, the key to getting more from your spousal benefits, plus if you're eligible for any other benefits that could put thousands of dollars in your pocket every single year. So if you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement and have not filed for Social Security, call to schedule this free analysis right now at 800-918-3015. Remember, this is a turnkey solution that could help you ensure that you get the most out of your benefits. And the good news, we're not charging you a dime. So I'll give you this number again. Call us at 800-918-3015. That's 800-918-3015.
It's one of the hidden secrets of tax planning that could end up saving you a huge fortune in retirement. We're going to share what that is and how you take advantage of it when we come back.
More with Ryan and Tyson Thacker from Boss Retirement Solutions is coming up next.
Want to learn how you can make your money go a lot further in retirement? You've come to the right place. Welcome back to Retirement Solutions Radio with Ryan Thacker and Tyson Thacker from Boss Retirement Solutions.
Do you think your taxes will be higher or lower in retirement? Well, most people assume that they'll be paying fewer taxes in retirement, and that's understandable because they're thinking, well, I'm no longer earning a paycheck. But unfortunately, that won't be the case for most hardworking Americans, and here's why. When you retire, you'll owe taxes on the money you withdraw from your IRA and 401k. It's likely you could pay taxes on your Social Security income, taxes on your investment income, and so much more. And so when you add all this up, you could be paying even more taxes in retirement. Tyson, that got me all choked up in that opening segment, just thinking about all the taxes. And so we'd like to welcome you back to Retirement Solutions Radio. I'm Ryan Thacker, along with my brother Tyson. And today we're talking about the difference between tax preparation versus tax planning, how it could save you a small fortune in retirement, and even more important, what are the strategies? In segment one, we talked about, you know, the difference between tax preparation and tax planning. Last segment, we talked about how to avoid the tax torpedo when it comes to Social Security. And in this segment, you know, we want to go back in time. 25 years ago, we saw the problem as we were adding money to our 401ks and to our IRAs. It was good because you got that tax deduction up front. But as we read and studied and we started talking and interviewing people who were going through retirement, they were frustrated with, oh my gosh, I've got all this money trapped inside my IRAs and my 401ks. And now my tax bill's bigger than it was when I was working. And I don't understand this because I thought that I was going to be in a lower tax bracket. So Tyson, how can we help those who are listening right now?
Well, it's something that we like to call tax diversification, and it definitely needs to be part of your retirement game plan. And here's why. Let's talk about what that means first off. So you hear all the time that you need to diversify your investment portfolio. And so everybody knows what that means. You take a look at where you've got your money invested, and you should have it across a lot of different companies, even a lot of different types of investments, so you can diversify your risk, right? And when we talk about tax diversification, it's one of these things that ends up being overlooked in retirement planning, but it's so critical when you look at how to reduce your taxes in retirement. So tax diversification is about location, not asset allocation, because if you put all of your savings in just one type of account, let's say it's a tax-deferred account like an IRA or a 401k, you don't have much left for yourself after Uncle Sam takes his own cut, right?
Yes.
So you start pulling money out of your 401k, you start pulling money out of your IRA, it becomes a problem. Where you store your wealth, in other words, is going to impact how much money you actually have left over to spend in retirement. So you don't want to get hit with a massive tax bill by having it all in an IRA or a 401k or other types of tax-deferred accounts. You could make even bigger withdrawals than you thought just to cover that tax bill. That spells disaster in our world. And so, Ryan, what does that look like when we do this, as far as what are some of the different ways that we can diversify the portfolio?
Well, we like to simplify this. Imagine you're sitting at your kitchen table and you have three buckets of money. The first bucket is your tax deferred accounts. This is your IRAs and your 401ks, your TSPs, your 403bs. You could take all those statements and put them in that bucket there. That means you put the tax, you pay no taxes when it was going in. It grew tax deferred and you owe taxes on it when it's coming out. Then there's your taxable bucket. This taxable bucket is you get a 1099. This is how you recognize this. So this is your bank accounts. This is your dividend statements, your capital gains. Imagine everything there that you take, look at your investments. Okay, here's all my bank account CDs. I'm going to put those, and here's my 1099 that I get at the end of the year. And that goes in that bucket. And then there's our favorite bucket, the tax-free, or we call it the taxed rarely bucket, which includes your Roth IRAs, your Roth 401ks, and also certain types of life insurance that are properly structured to grow cash value. You know, if I have to take on taxed right now, taxed later, but a much bigger amount, or taxed never, I can tell you which one's going to win, Tyson.
Which one?
Taxed never is always going to be better than that. Now, of course, you're going to pay the tax on the seed as you put that in, that Roth or that life insurance. But after that, it grows tax-free. It distributes out tax-free. The income from that is tax-free. And That's the diversification. I think there's been so much talk in the past about investment diversification, but now we're really trying to talk about this when it comes to tax diversification and making sure you've got the right balance. Are we saying you should never have any money in an IRA or 401k? No, of course not. But you need to have some balance in that. And that's something that a professional can really help you look at. And especially for those of you who are just starting and planning and preparing for retirement, this is one of those areas, if you do it right, you don't have to have a big headache down the road.
Well, and Ryan, this becomes such a needle mover. You mentioned in the first segment that this is one of the biggest needle movers because you control how much money stays in your own pocket.
Yep.
And so we like to say it's hard to know where to safely invest your money today, especially true if you are nearing retirement and you don't want to bet the farm. There's so much risk going on right now, in other words. And most people don't typically think about this, but the fastest as well as the safest way to grow your nest egg right now is simply by reducing your taxes in retirement. That's right. You heard me right. It's by reducing taxes in retirement because the less money you pay in taxes, the more money you have generating income for you, and the more money you're going to have to spend on you and your family in retirement. And that's why we've put together something just for the listeners on today's show. We want you to discover how you could dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement with a free, customized Boss Retirement tax savings analysis. Here's how it works. We get some basic information from you. We find the tax saving strategies that are best suited for your specific situation, and then we sit down and share these strategies with you and show you exactly how much money you could be saving. So if you've saved anywhere between $200,000 up to several million dollars, call to schedule your free tax analysis appointment right now at 800-918-3015. Now, this isn't about some obvious tax deductions that might save you a few bucks. The tax savings could end up being tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in retirement. So call right now to schedule your free Boss Retirement Tax Savings Analysis, 800-918-3015. That's 800-918-3015.
Well, hopefully listening to the show today, you've realized that higher taxes are likely coming. And in this next segment, we're going to share, what does this mean for your IRA and 401k? Join us after the break.
Again, if you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement and would like to attend this special event with Dr. Wade Fowle Thursday, April 25th at the Grand America Hotel, secure your ticket now by calling 800-769-7550. More with Ryan and Tyson Thacker from Boss Retirement Solutions is coming up next.
They've helped thousands of families retire successfully, and they could help you too. Welcome back to Retirement Solutions Radio with Tyson Thacker and Ryan Thacker from Boss Retirement Solutions.
Most people don't realize it, but taxes are lower today than they've been in over 40 years. You heard me right, 40 years. But over the last few years, our national debt has surpassed $34 trillion. That's trillion with a T. And it's growing by $1 trillion every 100 days. Now, most economists and tax experts are warning it's not a matter of taxes will go up, it's just a matter of when taxes will go up. And if you're on the doorstep of retirement, these higher taxes could end up hitting you as soon as you start taking withdrawals from your IRA or your 401k, leaving you with a lot less money in your pocket than you had counted on for retirement. Welcome back to Retirement Solutions Radio. I'm Tyson Thacker, along with my brother Ryan. We are the Retirement Brothers from Boss Retirement Solutions and Advisors. Today, we're talking about the difference between tax preparation versus tax planning and how it could save you a small fortune in your retirement. And coming up in our final segment today, Ryan, we're going to talk about why higher taxes, what higher taxes could mean for you and your retirement. And Ryan, we talked a little bit, we hinted a little bit about this in segment one, talking about how we should have higher taxes in the future. I just introduced it as part of the open in this segment. Again, why have we had lower taxes for the last few years than we have in 40 years, and why are they going up?
Well, Tyson, that's a good question. The reason why we've had lower taxes is because the Trump tax cuts
right.
in 2017. And what most people don't realize is it was not only a change in the brackets where taxes went down by percentage. That wasn't the big deal. But they expanded the brackets, mm-hmm. which allowed you to do some really good planning. That window is closing here on January 1st, 2026. But Tyson, as we were thinking about this, you know, this principle right here, when we wrote it, be prepared for higher taxes in the future. I was thinking of the movie Back to the Future, you know, and imagine.
Great movie.
Imagine if you could get in the DeLorean and go back in the time machine like Marty did in Back to the Future, and you could give yourself a note of what you should be thinking about. You know, I think if you go back 25 years, Tyson, and you look at the retirement planning world, it's a completely different world 2.5 decades than it is today, because most of the focus was just on your investments. We talked in that last segment about having, you know, diversification. Well, most people think that's diversification only with their investments, but I would come back and I'd put a note in there: be really careful about your investment tax diversification.
In addition to seeing what happened in the stock market every year, so you knew where to invest, right?
Well, imagine going back. I mean, some people say, well, yeah, Roth IRA only was in, you know, put into law in 1997.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, but there was also life insurance was around. If you sit down and talk with really, really wealthy families, it's unbelievable. And we're talking, you know, the Rockefellers and those that have had generational wealth. It's unbelievable how much tax planning that they do using simple tools,
yeah,
like life insurance. And, you know, now we've got things like the Roth 401k. We've got things like the Roth IRA. We've got lots of different life insurance options that allow you to put post-tax dollars in, let it grow tax-free, take the income out tax-free, which, by the way, does not affect your Social Security income.
Right.
It doesn't affect those areas that push you into higher taxes. And so if you properly plan with this, this is one of the ways that you can prepare for higher taxes. Because, Tyson, we talked about it in detail in the opening segment. It's going to have to be taxes on Social Security. It's going to have to be taxes to pay for the national debt. It's going to have to be taxes to fix Social Security and fix Medicare. And so if you know, guess what? You don't have to get into DeLorean. If you know taxes are going to go up, what should you do about it? Have a plan.
Yeah.
Start doing tax planning right now.
Well, and what's crazy about this, Ryan, is that really as interest rates continue to go up and we're paying more and more in debt just to service the debt, the national debt, people talk about all the time, hey, if we just cut taxes, or excuse me, if we cut spending with everything that we're doing to help people across America and with Ukraine and all the things that we're doing, then we could solve the problem. The fact is we already have made so many promises to take care of Social Security, take care of Medicare, take care of people's pensions that work some way in the government, that really spending tax cuts won't do it anymore. It really boils down to tax increases. And even there, tax increases have to be the equivalent of $2,400 per American per year to stabilize the national debt. That doesn't mean to get us out of debt, just to stabilize the national debt, according to a new book that shows the U.S. government's fiscal situation is more precarious than lawmakers of either party are talking about right now. And we forget sometimes that the government can change the rules of the game anytime they like. And they've been doing this since the beginning of time, and they're going to do it again. In other words, plan on taxes going up. So if you're recently retired or nearing retirement, higher taxes couldn't happen at a worse time. They could hit you as soon as you start withdrawing that money out of your tax-deferred retirement accounts, leaving you with a lot less money. We're trying to signal to all of you as clearly as we can, here's the problem, now let's fix it, right?
Yeah, and let's connect some dots here and bring this whole show together. You know, if you've got your Social Security and you've got a pension and you've got money in IRAs and 401ks, there couldn't be a more important time right now to think about retirement tax planning. And, you know, Tyson, we are not CPAs or tax attorneys, but we talk a lot about retirement taxes because this is as we just see over and over again. It's like watching a movie, Groundhog Day, that you know how it's going to go.
Totally.
The whole thing. And when new families come in and they've never talked about this before, you can see the light bulb that goes on. It's like, oh my gosh, if I start doing some Roth conversions, if I start making contributions to my Roth 401k, if I start adding post-tax dollars into life insurance that can grow tax-free and come out tax-free, these are big moves. I love when we get somebody in that we have some time to plan. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of people come in and they want us to fix the problem when it's too late. You know, it's like, okay, I just had a massive heart attack and I'm halfway dead. Now I want to go back and unwind all those decades of decisions and run a marathon, right? It doesn't work that way. And unfortunately, a lot of people haven't saved enough for retirement and they haven't done a lot. So if you're listening to this, our simple plea would be talk to somebody about this, how you can look at this scenario and improve where you're at right now. You know, you may be 3 years out from retirement. You may be 2 years in retirement, but let's take a look at this and say, how can we make this better? Right.
Yeah. And we do have this window of opportunity. You talked about the Secure Act.
Yes.
And how the Trump tax bill, doesn't matter who becomes the new president this year. It doesn't matter who takes over the House or the Senate. This is going to expire.
Yeah.
And you've got this opportunity to change the tax window, because you even look back, we're at a 37% tax bracket right now for the highest tax bracket. Did you know in 1981, the highest tax bracket was 70%? And I'm not saying that we're going back to 70%.
But we're going higher.
But there's a lot of room between 37% and 70%, right?
Yes.
And so you've got to take advantage of this window. If you don't, you're only asking for a retirement that's a lot less rich, a lot less of what you want to do in retirement. And we don't want that to happen to you. You've worked way too hard to decide that you're going to let too much go out of your pocket in taxes.
Well, Tyson, we have this principle that we talk about, Washington-proof your retirement. You can't control what's happening in Washington, but there are some simple things, just like these four strategies that we talked about today. You know the difference between tax preparation and tax planning. Avoid the tax torpedo when it comes to Social Security. Why you should have diversification in taxes in your retirement plan. And then, you know, prepare for future higher taxes. Well, all these things, if you take action, can allow you to Washington-proof your retirement. And, you know, if our national debt's at all-time highs, our federal income taxes rates are at 40-year lows, can you see the opportunity? If taxes are likely to go up in the future, well, why not take advantage of the next couple of years while they're down to do this? And, you know, that's why so many Americans are taking proactive steps right now to Washington-proof their retirement savings. And we want you to discover the proven strategies that could dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement with a free customized Boss Retirement Tax Savings Analysis. Here's how it works. We're going to get some basic information from you. We'll find out which strategies, that, just like we've talked about today, are best suited for your specific situation. And then we'll sit down and share these strategies with you so you can see exactly how much money you could save. Now, we typically work with families who have saved $200,000 to several million dollars, but if you've saved at least $200,000, call and schedule this analysis right now at 800-918-3015. Now, remember, some advisors charge thousands of dollars for a customized analysis like this, but if you give us a call right now, we won't charge you a dime. So let's find out how much money you could save in retirement. Call us right now at 800-918-3015. That number again is 800-918-3015. Thanks so much for listening today. And remember this, retiring successfully, it never happens by accident. It starts with a plan, and that plan is the Boss Retirement Blueprint.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, a registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions. The information contained in this material is given for informational purposes only, and no statement contained herein shall constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. The information is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. You should seek advice on legal and tax questions from an independent attorney or tax advisor. Our firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
This radio show is a paid placement.